Bitcoin's upside is still kind of limited, even as a store of value rather than a money fool parter, which a lot of the other coins were. So, and more things want pumping, and things can only be pumped if they start low. And so again, newspapers constantly interview people who run blockchain funds and crypto companies for their opinions on whether or not crypto is good.
Yeah.
And so this one guy was interviewed from the Delta Blockchain Fund, said, the technology tokens are underappreciated right now. In the last 3 months, Ethereum is up 60, Solana has doubled, and other altcoins are also up, such as Immutable X that focuses on gaming applications. All of them focus on gambling applications. And you know, I've looked even further at some of them, right? Which is, there's this really interesting thing built on Solana called pump.fun.
And cool. Very cool.
On, yeah. The pump.
It's a meme coin generator, right?
Inventors of meme coins. I'm feeling good.
For $2, you create a meme coin and then you just try to pump it, basically. That's it. That's all it does. It creates gambling tokens.
You sort of fire and forget these sort of gambling tokens. Perfect.
Yeah, more or less. And it's one of Solana's top revenue generating applications.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, this crazy meme coin thing is like the reason that Solana is relevant again. Because like Solana, people thought Solana was dead with FTX because it was so closely tied to Sam Bankman-Fried. And now it's like, oh, Solana's back. And you're like, oh, cool, why? And you look and it's like, oh, it's because of Joe Biden, you know, or because of Hillary Trump.
Yeah. The MAGA coin.
Right. Slurf is one of them. It's literally a drooling sloth.
Yeah, Slurf was very popular.
Yeah, because they messed it up so badly and they screwed up the launch so badly that they set a bunch of money on fire and people thought, wow, that's cool. And they poured more money into it.
I mean, this is aside from the actual memes on the coins, it's the part of it I have the least objection to. It's just people having fun gambling.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have some trouble faulting anyone for it. It's like, you know what? Go for it. You're having a great time. Like, but I mean, sometimes I'm like, why do I even bother? Because, you know, I try to write about crypto scams and warn people that all of this chicanery is happening. And then I see literally there was a token not too long ago that was like, hi, we're rug pull token. We're going to steal all your money. And people were like, amazing. Here's $10,000.
Oh yeah, I saw this. Then they stole it. They just did what they said they were going to do.
Right. And everyone was like, cool.
That shit barely even a crime. Like,
I know.
I don't actually think that is a crime. That's just a GoFundMe.
It's sort of like the opposite of like approaching you at walking pace, departing from you at walking pace.
It doesn't really classify as stealing if they do say, I'm going to rob you, and you're like, okay, here's my wallet.
Yeah, and you look at their Twitter feed and it's like, please don't give us money. This is a scam. Why are you giving us money? Please stop giving us money. We're going to take it all.
I just wonder what they did with it. Like, what do you do with money that's like, well, we did scam this out of people, but they did think it was funny that we scammed them.
You spend it on sloth with hat, probably.
Oh, dog with hat versus sloth with hat versus
Joe sloth Budden. Hat.
And I think like Tremp, another one, Donald Tremp.
It's so epic.
Yeah, but it's the I just a brief aside, by the way. I think there's a little confusion as to like if Donald Trump funded his like business comeback from any like it was a meme stock rather than a meme coin.
Yeah,
he was selling NFTs, so
yeah
and this is always the thing with Trump, right? I feel like I can see the edges of the simulation with him, right? Because there's so much stuff that I feel only exists to like get him out of one of the many jams he has gotten himself into. Whether that's the NFTs or whether that's the meme stock or whether it's like a friendly like car dealership billionaire being like, okay, I'll pay you a bond or whatever, because he is inexplicably a man of like terrible destiny and cannot be thwarted by mortal power.
Yeah, he is the American Kwisatz Haderach.
I feel
basically.
Like
he's using the Bene Gesserit voice, but it's just his regular voice.
Mother, give me the water. Hand me the water, mother. Give it to me. Give it right to my hands. Hey, you, get up, cut my buns. Get me out of here. A terrible jihad will be waged in my name.
So what we're suggesting here, following this to its logical conclusion, is that Baron is going to rule over us as like part worm.
I mean, he's like halfway there height-wise.
He's
right?
Very tall.
Worshipping at the throne of my father's extremely weird skull.
They're worshipping at the throne of my father's weird skull. And my Fremen legions, they're taking them to paradise.
I do like that in this impression, Baron Trump sounds exactly like Donald Trump.
Oh, sorry. I was continuing to do Paul.
Does that make Biden his kind of Phaedra Arthur? Like,
alright, sorry.
He's like coming up through the like endless gladiatorial combat of the Democratic Party.
Well, it was always only fighting rigged games against drugged opponents.
Yeah.
There we go. It
basically holds up.
Yeah. Sorry, because we haven't talked about Truth Social. I wanted to shoehorn it in because I think it is very funny that like Providence handed him a meme stock that people bought because they thought it was funny. And that was, I don't know the specifics of the financials of it, but that his like thing he made because he was mad at Twitter, sort of he accidentally turned it into, if not a legitimate business, then at least something that was worth a lot of like real money for quite a while.
This is the thing. When he became the American Kwisatz Haderach, Donald Trump gained the ability for the first time in his life to make a successful business.
Well, I think in some ways, Donald Trump, it was kind of the first person to run that scam that's like, hey, here's something you can buy. It's going to go to zero. Please don't give us money because it's worth nothing. And people were like, take my money. You know, like everyone looked at the Truth Social SPAC or whatever it was and was like, oh, this is absolutely worthless. This is going to go to zero. And yet now, you know, he is paying for his enormous bonds because of the success of people just saying, I'm going to put money into this thing that's destined to go absolutely terribly.
It was worth more than Twitter for a while.
On paper, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, incredible. Obviously. I mean, I don't know. I think I've had grocery shopping trips that might be worth more than Twitter is right
That's
now.
That's a good point.
Anyway, sorry. That was a digression. A digression because I wanted to talk about Truth Social briefly and sort of other things being like meme financial instruments. But I just going back to it, right? It's interesting to look at the times that Bitcoin has spiked before and it's spiking now and speculate as to like, what will emerge around it and who will get suckered? Because inevitably, it is the public sector, average people, and the story just repeats again and again and again. And that's who the narrative really is for, right?
Right.
I want to read something. We've talked in the past on this show about this company, Humane, which I'll refresh all your memories about, created something called the PIN. And the PIN was supposed to be for the iPhone what the iPhone was to the Motorola Razr. It was supposed to be a kind of smartphone killer that you wear on your lapel and is entirely based on large language models and AI.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this. Yeah. Sure.
Molly, Hussein, do you remember this thing?
I don't, unfortunately, but I'm interested in recalling it.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So when we talked about it, it was the brainchild of like two ex-Apple people who Imran...
Much like the entire human race in the creation story.
Oh, come on.
Listen, you set me up for these things. Yeah.
So Imran Chowdhury and Bethany Bongiorno.
Okay, sure. Just a design, like name from a children's book designed to introduce like 5 to 6 year olds to Italy.
Yeah. So anyway, the whole point of this PIN, right, is it's instead of a smartphone with a screen that you have to like break your concentration to look at, it will just be kind of listen. You can tap it and then you can sort of talk to it like you would a large language model.
This is like different kind of like nerd visions, right? The Apple Watch is chasing after the kind of like spy watch thing. This is chasing after. This is I want a Star Trek like comm badge.
Yeah. Basically. And it's
fine. Like, yeah. I kind of want one. Sure. Why not?
And it like it uses a laser to beam your calendar onto your hand, for example. Right.
Fine.
This kind
whatever.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can talk to my friends through it and stuff like this.
It costs hundreds of US dollars. It only works with T-Mobile and Tidal. So you can't play music on it. You can't make calls unless you're on T-Mobile and listening to Tidal. If you recall as well, it operates through like a speaker system. So you have to talk to it because it doesn't have a screen or any other input setting.
Computer.
Yes, exactly.
This is the problem with like so much of this stuff. You know, to an extent, true of like Apple Vision and stuff as well, is it requires a high degree of social confidence, and the people who tend to be early adopters of tech are very anxious people in social situations.
So, anyway, catching you up, that's what it is. The Verge has finally got their hands on a review of it, and this is the review of someone who desperately wants to like something.
I never trust like tech information from a place with a logo with this, like three multicolored triangles.
I just love that very specific niche of tech review, though, that's like, I want to like this so badly, and yet it's impossible.
So, the article begins. Humane has spent the last year making the case that the AI pin is the beginning of a post-smartphone future. I came into this review with two big questions about it. The first is the big picture thing, which is this anything? In 2 weeks of testing, I've come to realize that there are, in fact, a lot of things for which a phone kind of sucks. Often, all I want to do is check the time or write something down or text my wife, and I end up sucked in by TikTok or my email or whatever notification is sitting there on the screen.
Sure.
Anyway, fine, right? The phone is actually an inconvenient way to interact with some information some of the time. So that's like the main thing. Is this going to replace your phone? And the writer goes on. The AI pin is an interesting idea that is so totally broken in so many ways that I can't think of anyone who I'd recommend spending $699 for the device and the $24 monthly subscription.
Oof.
In a response to this article, which we'll go through before we go to the actual road testing of the features, AI Pen and its AIOS Cosmos are just about the beginning of the story of ambient computing, said Imran Chowdhury at Bethany Bongiorno. Today marks not the first chapter, but the first page. We have an ambitious roadmap, new features, additional partnerships.
This is like peak kind of like tech people cope and seethe right here.
Yes.
Like we know it sucks. We are aware that it sucks. We are going to try and make it suck less.
Yeah, and but you have to love it now so you can say I told you so to the other people.
Yes.
All of this will enable your AI pen to become smarter and more powerful over time. So just like so, like it seems like 20 years ago, not to be nostalgic, but a lot of technological advances would happen and then it was clear what they would do, right? But
this is it makes you slight, it's like a slight convenience edge, maybe.
Or, but also it's like, it's the idea of, oh, it will work when we finally figure it out. Like that's true for crypto. It's been a young technology for the better part of like a decade and a half now.
I mean, that's true for everything, right? Like the infinite motion machine will work once we finally figure it out.
So like what's actually wrong with it? Like, so aside from the fact that if you're wearing a $700 thing just on you, I can come up to you and I can just rip it off you even more easily than I can take.
Yeah, it's
phone.
A big rob me sign that you've just pinned to your lapel.
So it's not actually pinned to your lapel. It's you put a magnet under your shirt and then attach the AI pin to the magnet over your shirt.
That's even less secure.
Well, that's sustainable, though. At least you're not poking holes in all of your t-shirts.
Mm. And let me tell you something. The main thing it does, according to this review, is get really hot.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I show up to the function with my $700, 700 degree lapel pin. It is white hot. There is a heat haze coming off me. It is burning through my lapel.
It is pretty much constantly warm. In my testing, well, it never got painfully hot. Even after a few minutes of using it, I could feel the battery.
What a beautiful review line. Didn't actively harm me.